Mary is on vacation this week, and Colin, you're filling in for her with What Up With That? What is it called?
What's With,
oh,
Wendy.
Okay. What's With.
Mary's famously knowing for famous for saying What Up With That.
Did Mary give you the okay to steal her bit, Colin? Was this clear with Mary?
Sure.
Whoa. Are you sure?
Maybe she's going to do a What's With Colin stealing my segment.
She rented it out.
I will listen next week.
I don't think she'll care.
No, she won't. All right. Well, let's start with Bob Kessler.
We were talking about celebrity sightings earlier and how sometimes we were rendered maybe speechless when we met a celebrity. Did you see video of rock legend Patti Smith meeting Pope Leo?
No.
She met him today.
Who hasn't met the Pope at this point?
I know, but Patti Smith only could manage a soft hi as she sat down across from him at his desk in the Apostolic Palace. She actually is friends with the Vatican's Undersecretary for Culture Ministry.
Really?
And she was very close with Pope Francis. She's
Patti
an
Smith.
Patti Smith, the rocker, Patti Smith. And I watched the video. It's charming. She's so psyched to meet Pope Leo. She doesn't know what to say. But she said she's not Catholic, but she was drawn in particular to Pope Francis and his gentle, open, and steadfast sense of humanity.
Yeah.
And he was very gracious towards her. He said, oh, hello. And he's, he has his gentle ways about him. It's really sweet to
watch. I will
watch
that.
Yeah. And she is playing Riot Fest next month. in September.
I don't put her hanging with the Pope, but I'm glad she got to meet him.
I wouldn't either, but she's a multifaceted artist,
yes.
Right? Author and singer and photographer and a lot of things. So it didn't surprise me that much. I just thought it was very sweet, though.
I'll watch that video for sure. Thank you for that. Kevin?
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
I really love Elf.
Really? Yeah, he's a little more out and about. He got married, has a couple kids now.
He had pink hair for a while and he had a punk band or something?
Yeah, I think he still does have that punk band, but he's just more out and about now, and he doesn't seem to be totally shying away from his Kevin McAllister days. A new Home Alone is reportedly in the works.
Really?
And Macaulay Culkin is said to be spearheading the project. Can you believe this? A source told Mary Vandeveld's People magazine of the potential for a Home Alone sequel. It's in the early stages, very early. It's just an idea and an almost green light from Disney. It sounds like they love the idea. The Today Show is reporting that Culkin's pitch would see him reprise his role as Kevin McAllister. Maybe he's the older one now and he has the kids. Culkin has publicly mused about one idea for a sequel, saying in 2025 it would center on his character as a father who gets locked out of his own home. So maybe something along those lines. But he's back into it. I love it. I think, to your point, Bob, I remember seeing him talk about that. I think he was excited to watch it with his kids, you know?
Right.
So it totally kind of changed his perspective on it when he was really – he kind of just ran away from that era.
He had, post-child star syndrome.
Yeah,
it seems like
course.
He's been through some stuff, and he's come out the other side of that.
Yeah, and when your little brother is more popular than you are, Kieran Culkin is making a name for himself. That might have
a reason.
Is
he more popular than his brother, though?
I think so. He's working a lot.
Well, he's working more than him, but I mean, nothing was bigger than Home Alone.
Right.
Home Alone.
And it's still huge.
Yeah.
Colin, have you seen Home Alone?
Yes. I think Santa Claus was a bigger deal, though.
It wasn't.
Santa Claus?
Not
like the
close.
Santa Claus?
The Home Alone thing
Home Alone was
massive.
It was the number one movie
yet, so I missed that.
Into like February, the year that it came
out. It was great. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Time now for...
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
Well, scratch that, Ernie, because Mary is on vacation this week. Filling in for Mary Vandeveld is Mr. Colin McCarthy.
Yes, hello. What's With when you try to find a menu of a food spot, and when you go to their website, instead of a menu, they have you order online. I don't want to order.
That is frustrating.
I
want to see your menu. I want to see your menu. I want to see what food you have. I don't want to order it. I want to see it.
Yeah. I know. It's like, and then you start an order just so you can see the menu.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like the place isn't even open, but you just want to see the menu. But it only prompts you to place an order.
Yes.
Or you get a menu that is so tiny, even if you zoom in, it's completely blurry.
I want a Chinese takeout style menu where it's all right there. I don't want to fish for it. I don't want to hunt. Let me see what you have.
With prices.
It's
also
very nice when restaurants, like you can click. Some of them, you click on the dish, the entree, the appetizer, and it like pops up a little picture.
Yes.
So you have a great idea of what it might. Now it's like professionally taken, and you might want to, you know, sometimes you go to Yelp to see what the food actually looks like. But yes, some of them are great. You just click the item, and it will just like pop up a photo, and you're like, oh, like now I have a better idea of what that dish might look like.
Kevin, you and I just hijacked Mary's. Collins,
it's an ensemble story. We always talk with Mary during it.
And don't get me started on places that have QR code menus. I don't want to even go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, that was a COVID thing, and it needs to go away because I don't like the QR code either.
Well, it's so fine.
I want a physical menu.
We always talk about we got to be off our phones at the table, and then you have to look at the menu on your phone?
Yeah, because the menus are all grimy and gooey, and I would like to look at my own phone that's grimy and gooey.
Hard copy menu all the way.
Thank you.
Colin.
Thank you.
That's it? Do you have an end? What's with?
Is that it?
Thank you, Mary Colin. All right, that sounds like a Catholic girl. Mary Pat and her sister Mary Colin. All right, thank you. Good job. News coming your way next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.